This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. For years now, supporters of horse racing and parimutuel betting have tried to get the legislature to pass a bill and a constitutional amendment to bring the sport and the betting to Georgia. In previous sessions of the legislature, though, the measures have not even gotten a committee vote. But backers are trying again this coming year, and again, the lead sponsor is Republican Representative Harry Geisinger of Roswell. At last week's biennial legislative conference in Athens, I asked Representative Geisinger if anything had changed since his last attempt to bring horse racing to Georgia. Governor Deal has said in the past he opposes any expansion of gambling. Speaker Ralston has said the case has to be made, which sounds as if he's not exactly thrilled about it. Any change at all in the chances of the bill from the last couple of times that you've tried it?
Well, I believe our economy is going to probably move the bill forward simply because, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find revenues, and we don't want to raise taxes, but at the same time, unless you bring new business to Georgia, we're just going to stagnate. So I think it has a very, very good chance this year.
2 points on that. Speaker Ralston has expressed doubts that horse racing by itself could be a viable economic operation, that it wouldn't be able to sustain itself based on what he's seen in other places. How do you respond to that?
I don't think that's correct, but by the same token, I know what he's saying because the revenues in other states, like any other business during these hard times, have dropped off. So people are saying, gee, we need to do something else. And possibly adding casino gambling along with it might be helpful. That's not the answer to the problem. The problem in Georgia is we don't have horse racing. So it doesn't make any difference whether we say yes or no regarding this. What we have to do is go ahead and get the horse racing. It will create so many jobs and put so many people to work just creating the breeding farms and the feed, and you go on and on and on.
The other question deals with revenue that you referred to a moment ago. A couple of years ago, as I recall, some of the folks from the industry even told a committee that was looking at it, look, don't expect horse racing to solve your budget problem. So is there an argument really that it would make that much revenue for the state?
No, it's not going to resolve the problem immediately, but what it will do is allow us to establish an industry that will grow and grow and grow. In Kentucky, for example, it's a $4 billion industry. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of jobs. It's somewhere approaching 100,000 jobs in Kentucky. Now, between Kentucky and South Florida, there is nothing in the way of horses, horse farms, breeding, and what have you.
Can you say that we could build a track, have a horse racing industry here that would basically sustain itself without casino gambling attached to it?
Like any other business, if it won't sustain itself, it won't occur. But yeah, I think we can. What the gaming allows you to do is it allows you, and it depends upon what kind of gaming you're talking about, but it allows you to go ahead and have larger purses. So you end up getting better horses. But when you realize that last year, actually earlier this year, I was able to have the chairman of the board of Keeneland come down, as well as the former chairman of the Breeders' Cup, and they came down and said, we'd love to be down here with the Breeders' Cup. That is monumental.
Is there any assurance, though, from them that if Georgia were to do this, that the Breeders' Cup would seriously come look at coming here?
Oh, I think there is, because they gave us all the reasons why they wanted to come. The transportation, that is, at Hartsfield, the weather, the restaurants, and sleeping facilities, hotels.
Have you counted noses at this point to see whether you would have the votes? Because we're talking about a two-thirds majority to get the constitutional amendment part of this through.
Not this year, I haven't, no. But everybody comes to me and says, gee, are we going to do it? And, you know, I say, well, with your support, yes.
So will you actively push it this year? You have 2 years in this session.
I do. And I think we'll get it, because it's the reality of revenue and jobs.
Republican State Representative Harry Geisinger, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.